السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we begin, let me extend my congratulations to the Muslims and to the Shia Muslims worldwide on the 37th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. A revolution that changed the future of Shia Islam worldwide. And many Muslims, Sunni Muslims, Shia Muslims told me personally over so many years that we knew nothing about Islam, we knew nothing about Shia Islam until this revolution came and changed our life. Allahumma salli ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this revolution and to protect the people of Iran, inshallah, and to bring them always success and prosperity and affluence. And inshallah, they will get even closer to the Quran and to Ahlul Bayt and be the instruments for the hidayah and the guidance of others, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Yunus, ayah 37 through 39, and today we have an honorable guest. I see him for the first time. I knew that he lives in America, but I have not met him. This is the Honorable Dr. Muhammad Subhani, the son of the grand Ayatollah, Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sheikh Ja'far al-Subhani, the greatest scholar. To me, he is my mentor, my teacher. I am honored to be one of his humble students, and I am inspired by him, deeply inspired by this great man. I am also humbled to see his son and his grandson, Dr. Safa, are with us here. Dr. Muhammad, he runs an Islamic center in Akron, Ohio. He came to the Southland during the best time, the sunny days, alhamdulillah, to run away from the barf and the snow there. So we welcome you. We are honored to have you. I think your wife is also here with us tonight, alhamdulillah, and his farzand Burumand, Dr. Safa, who works at UCI Medical Center. So, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa baray salamatiye ayatullahi uzma. جناب آخ شیخ جعفر سبحانی صلو علی محمد و آل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد و اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يقولون افتراه وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه قل فأتوا بسورة مثله وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين بل كذبوا بما لم يحيطوا بعلمه ولما يأتهم تأويله كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله. This book cannot be fabricated. يفترى comes from افتراء, fabrication. This book cannot be composed and fabricated by a person. It is the work of God. من دون الله. ولكن, but this book has two main functions. تصديق, number one is تصديق, and number two is تفصيل. ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه. تصديق is a confirmation, an affirmation of which, of that which came before. The books that came before are the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel. These are the immediate books that came before the Holy Quran. There are other books, however, that arrived much earlier. صحف إبراهيم وموسى. The scripts of Moses, the Psalm of David, and many others. But the two immediate ones before the Quran are the Torah and the Injil. So this book came to confirm the validity of these scriptures, divine scriptures. ولكن تصديق الذي بين يدي. عيسى عليه السلام in Surah الصف. He says, يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم. I have two missions. I'm the messenger of God, O the children of Israel. I'm the messenger of God for you. إني رسول الله إليكم. I have two main missions. Jesus' mission are two. مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة. To confirm the teachings and the validity of the Torah that came before me at the time of Moses. مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة. And then the second mission, ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. And giving glad tidings about a messenger that will come after me, about 600 years after him, 609 years or 12 years. His name is Ahmed, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every messenger who came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had these two missions. To confirm those who were before him and to give the glad tidings to those who would come after him. And thus, the Quran is confirming the books that came before him. ولكن the verse says, ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه. تصديق الذي بين يديه. تصديق is to تصديق. Even in Farsi and Arabic, we say تصديق. When you put the seal, you confirm, you endorse. تصديق الذي بين يديه. And then what تفصيل? تفصيل, elucidation, elaboration, going into details, giving the details. وتصديق وتفصيل الكتاب. تفصيل, elucidation of the book. What book? Not just the Quran. Ayatollah Tabatabai says, Al-Kitab here is not just a reference to the Quran, but also to other divine scriptures that came before the Quran. So this book not only interprets itself, but also it interprets other books, the teachings of other books. The authentic teachings of other books are also elaborated upon in this book. And it had been explained and reaffirmed. وتفصيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه, no doubt in that. من رب ال, there is no doubt from the Lord of the universe. من رب العالم. Now, Look at the first sentence. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. This book cannot be fabricated. It's not befitting for this book to be fabricated. What does that mean? The Quran does not say this book is not fabricated. No. He's not saying the Quran is not fabricated. He says, مَا كَانَ. It is not befitting for this book to be fabricated. A big difference. What is the difference? The difference is that this book is too big and too sophisticated to be fabricated. People cannot fabricate. Even if they try, they can't. They fail. And they did. They tried. They're still trying, even today. Not just at the time of the Prophet. Even today, there were many attempts by many people, by the pagans in Arabia, by some Christians and Jews, by others who came after them, even until today. They tried to fabricate, but they failed. So this book is too big to be fabricated, too difficult. Plagiarism with this book is very difficult. It's not easy. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى. Beautiful sentence. وَمَا كَانَ. وَمَا كَانَ. It's not befitting for this book to be fabricated. So don't waste your time trying to bring, to make, or to fabricate, or to compose, or to put together a verse or a surah, a chapter like this book. Don't waste your time. This is not for fabrication. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. The only author of this book, the only one who can write such a book is God. Even Prophet Muhammad cannot write something like that. Even Prophet Muhammad could not. وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ. Allah says, you did not even read a book. You did not even could write anything. إِذَنْ لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. Because they will accuse you of plagiarism. They will say, if you are able to read and write, they will say, he took it, he copied this from others. لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. Even the Prophet could not bring such a book. And I would tell you how. So, two things here in this book. Tasdeeq and tafsil. Tasdeeq is, what is tasdeeq? Tell me. Huh? Endorsement. Confirmation of earlier scriptures. Bayna yaday. And also what tafsil, elucidation, going into some details and elaboration of some of the facts found in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran itself. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِن تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ مِن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Or do they say that Muhammad has fabricated this book? أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. If this is the work of a human being, if they claim that this is the production of a human being, then let one of them or a group of them, let them come forward and bring something similar. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. Bring a single verse like it. Surah. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ. A chapter. Surah is a chapter. Or even an ayah. Allah says in another place in the Quran, let them bring an ayah, single verse, similar to this. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And gather all those other than God who are not worshipping God, مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, who have doubt in God, who reject God, invite them for a congregation, invite them. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you have a proof, if you are able to do so, gather them and try to compose something similar to it. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ. The translation of it is بَلْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. بَلْ, M here means بَلْ. Indeed, they say this book has been fabricated. Many of them, this is what they claim. So if this book is open for imitation, then okay, bring something like it. Go on and bring me something similar. Then I would admit that this book has been fabricated or made by a human being. Not just the eloquence of the book, my friends. Some people read the translation of the book, they don't enjoy the eloquence, the balagha. But if someone is familiar with the Arabic literature, be it an Arab or non-Arab, by the way, some Arabs who have been born in an Arabic family, they read this book and they don't understand it. And some non-Arab who have been born in a non-Arab family, they read this book and they do understand it. So Arabic literature is not to be taken for granted. Many Arabs, they don't understand the Quran. They are not specialists. They don't speak their own language. They don't understand their own literature. They did not study. And sometimes you find someone who comes from a non-Arab country, he does the tafsir. Do you know that most of the mufassireen of this book, in the Sunni tradition and the Shia tradition, 90% of them, do you know, are non-Arabs? 90% are non-Arabs. Why? Because Arab, they took this book for granted. They don't study it. But others, when they want to enjoy it, they go into deep studying, deep discovery. They learn the language. Arabs, they don't learn the language because they assume they know it, while they don't know. 90% of the mufassireen on both aisles are non-Arabs. And even today we have some of the mufassireen in America who are non-Muslims. Do you know that? Many mufassireen who wrote commentary on this Quran, they are non-Muslims, let alone Arabs. Allah says this book is a gift for mankind. If you study hard, if you put your effort, if you are sincere, you learn it. Even if you are non-Arab, even if you are non-Muslim. But if you take it for granted and don't study it, even if you are born in Mecca, you don't understand it. Do you know, in Mecca, I met a taxi driver a few years ago. I asked him to take me back to my hotel from the Haram. The building was far from the Haram. And he did not go into the right direction. I realized that he's going into the wrong direction. I said, this is the wrong direction. Don't you see the signs? It tells you. He says, I don't read or write. Sir, I don't read or write. Alhamdulillah. Taxi driver who was born and raised in Mecca. He doesn't read or write in Mecca. In where this book comes first and says to the Muslims and the Arabs, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. اقرأ. Use your brain. Learn. He's 40 years old. He doesn't read Arabic. Is this Islam? Is this the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Sunnah of the Prophet, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلم. It's mandatory to learn, to go and learn. For all male and female. It's mandatory. And people in Mecca, they don't learn. They don't learn how to read or write. Forget about biology and geology and these things. Forget about them. Reading and writing. Literacy. This is a disaster. This is a big disaster. So this book is not only... This book is not just the i'jaz of this book. The miracle of this book is not in the eloquence of the book, but also in many of the ma'arif, the deep meanings and the deep scientific discoveries. The verse that I recited, Salatul Isha, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. Allah says, let man look at his or her creation. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق. خلق من ماء دافق. Me and you, our beginning is from a gushing fluid. ماء دافق, gushing fluid. And you know what the Quran means here. You don't need to explain. يخرج, the origin of this fluid is from the loin of the man and from the pelvic arch of women. يخرج من بين الصلب والتراب. Your origin from the backbone of your father and the pelvic of your mother. That's your origin. That's where this fluid comes. Tell me at that time, the Quran and the Prophet, those who claim that the Prophet committed plagiarism, he took this book from here and there, were there x-rays at that time? Or MRIs at that time? To realize how does the process of reproduction begins? This is the inspiration of Allah. This is the statement of Allah. This is a scientific fact that recently people started to realize. 100 years ago, not more than that. يخرج من بين الصلب والتراب. Which one of the Arabs or non-Arabs knew the meaning of this verse? None of them. This is a scientific fact. This is the miracle of the Quran. And many others, this is just one of them, many others. There are many books that are written about science, Quran and science. Go and read them, Quran and science. Many discoveries are found in this book. At the time where people could not even read or write. They did not read or write. So this is a book that can be authored only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without a human interference. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا مَنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And finally, verse number 39. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. Allah says, they rejected this book. They denied a book that they know nothing about it. بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. They could not comprehend the knowledge of this book. So they denied it. Insan, when the insan becomes jahil, jahil. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful saying. He says, "An-nas a'da'u ma jahilu." People become the enemies of what they don't know. We the Muslims, we suffer from this in America. The Americans, they don't know Muslims. They don't know anything about Islam. So they perceive us as what? Friends or enemies? Enemies. This is a theory. When we don't know something or someone, we perceive them as strangers, aliens, enemies, threat, this and that. But once you get to know, this is why Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُوا. I created you into nations and tribes. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. So you get to know each other, so you don't perceive each other as threats or enemies, but as a friends. شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُ. The more you know, the more you relax. The more you be in peace with yourself and with others. But if you don't know, you start worrying about others and about yourself. Ignorance is the main source of instability and fraction and mistrust in the human societies. Allah says, the Arabs of Mecca, before they knew anything about this book, they don't know the content of this book, they reject this book. They denied it. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. They know nothing about it. Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. By the way, next Thursday we have the commemoration of the martyrdom of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, next Thursday inshallah. Imam al-Sadiq says, alamatul jahili thalath. How do you know someone is jahil? With what they were, the color of their dress, their language. No. Three signs. Sign number one, al-ijabatu qabla an yasma. Before he hears, he answers. Have you seen some people? They have the answer ready made, mashallah. Ready made. Even before you ask, before they hear the whole sentence, they answer. This is a sign of jahl. You have to wait for the sentence to be finished. Don't give your answer. Wait. Even if you are allam, even if you are the biggest scholar, wait for people to finish, then speak. Second, وَالْمُعَارَضَةُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَفْهَمْ. He or she would object and reject before they understand the subject itself. As soon as you open your mouth to say, they say, no, we don't like this. Wait. When you get an offer, listen to the offer. Listen to it. And then study it, and then say yes or no. Never say yes or no before you understand the subject. Before you understand the intention of that person who's asking you. We have to wait to give that person a chance to say, especially when it comes even to social aspects of our life, to marriage. When someone comes, we study him or her, and then we say yes or no. When you get a job offer, the same. When someone is asking you about something, the same. This is the second. The third, he says, وَالْحُكْمُ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ. وَالْحُكْمُ, he gives his judgment and his verdict on a subject that he is the last one to know about it. This is also dangerous. This is the akhlaq of someone who's ignorant, akhlaqul jahil. When he speaks about things that he does not know. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, وَلَا يَسْتَحْيَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا أَعْلَمْ. Do not be embarrassed. If someone asks you about something and you don't know about it, don't be embarrassed to say, I don't know, sorry. Sorry, I don't know. Let me check and I'll come back to you. Sorry, I don't know. Because the embarrassment, when you give the wrong answer, the embarrassment becomes much bigger. Much bigger if we give the wrong answer. So the pagans of Mecca, Allah says, وَلَمَّا يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. They still do not know what is here. They said, no, we don't like this book. They rejected the book. Go and listen first. Listen, give yourself a chance. Some people today, when you tell them, why don't you go to the masjid? No, I don't like the masjid. Masjid is a backward place. They take us to the medieval times, 1400 years back. Go first and see if we take you 1400s or 140 years back or we take you forward. Go yourself and test and see and then judge. بل كذبوا بما لم يحيطوا بعلمه ولما يأتهم تأويله. Allah says, the ta'wil, the facts of this book will come to them on the day of judgment. They will see it. They will see what they rejected. They will see that all what they rejected were facts. Not only facts, it was for their benefit, for their satisfaction, for their salvation. They rejected it. Like a father who wants to give an advice to his son, and the son says, no, I don't want your advice. I'm graduate of this school and that school, and I don't want your advice. The father says, okay, one day you will discover that you are wrong, and you will regret. Allah says to the pagans and the rejectors and the non-believers, one day you will regret. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَأْوِيلُهُ, meaning the ta'wil, it will come to them soon on the day of judgment. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says this is a common story between the prophets and their followers. Not only the followers of during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected him, but many prophets before him also were rejected by their communities. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Wait and you will see how the end result of the wrongdoings are going to be. Allah says about the Day of Judgment, these facts are going to be revealed and disclosed. One of the things that will happen on the Day of Judgment, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. سرائر are the private things that we conceal here and we don't share. Our top secrets. We have secrets. We don't share them. We try to cover it up. Allah says on that day, the day of judgment, these secrets are going to be revealed and exposed. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. In this life, some people pretend to be something, but they are not. Pretend. Many people, they commit fraud. They lie, they cheat when it comes to business. They don't do clean business. They commit fraud. Allah says, these are going to be exposed. Anything that we have and we conceal is going to be exposed. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ فَمَا لَهُ. On that day you cannot bring an attorney. One of the sad stories that took place yesterday in Southern California is Lee Baker. You know Lee Baker? Lee Baker was the ex-sheriff of Los Angeles. And he was taken to the court yesterday. He was a sheriff. I met him 3, 4, 5 times. But he was taken to the court and he admitted that he lied under oath. He lied. He covered up. Read the story in the LA Times, the details of it. They are taking him to jail. A sheriff. One time he was the sheriff of the town. In May he's going to go to jail for 6 months. Because he lied. Prosecutors, they say he lied to us. He has to go to jail and nobody is above the law. Allah says on the day of judgment, nobody is above the law. Whether you are a sheriff, a prime minister, a king, sayyid, sheikh, this, that, doesn't matter. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. On that day, someone who made an oath here which was wrong, he was lying, on that day, is going to be discovered by people. Tubla Sarair. Now maybe here the attorney, today his attorney, the attorney of the sheriff, he asked for the reduction of the sentence. Rather than sending him, let's say, for 6 years, they will send him for 6 months because he was a good man, he served the department. On that day Allah says, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَصُرٍ. You don't have an attorney on that day. You don't have someone to defend you on that day. So it's better that to be straight here, to be an honest person before it is too late. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mamahis sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.